The Arm Wrestling Diaries. 1. Really? You want to arm wrestle me? I don't think it's necessary, but if you insist. I can pull my ear lobe like this. See? It smooths everything out. It begins with the lines on your face like pulling a thread from a sweater. Then one day, you're finally able to shit, and everything's okay. But something leaps over you in the night and you search your face in the mirror for traces of it. Your arms strain. There's a vein runs down one of them over and across. No, not like a line on a map, like a vein, purple and over and down. 2. The neighbors are engaged in a protracted battle, launching sorties of blazing silence in the heart of the night. An author is propping up the image of his character so that he can stand facing himself in the mirror, mouthing the words, "I have nothing to say." A shark swims downwind of these words, follows a thin red thread towards the source. 3. And we face each other. Over these words, the big purple vein running down and over, connecting us. He was fooling himself, and the moment he flipped and lost count really began to look at, understood as character, in the character of trees, houses, things reached for and put back, the exact placement turned just a bit, the house turned, the trees where they were. You want to arm wrestle me? Really? The words seem smaller this time, spoken from a longer distance in time, like an arm infinitely long, reaching. The silence eats away entire, the way pages turn faster and faster and fall into water, each one blazing before going out. The words just there, behind the white of the page, like the author's bio at the end of the book. But turning the page, it's just more words. There's a thrill of reaching the end and meeting the author after a long lifetime of waiting, but he's not there, or not the real author, or the words disappear. And you fall through the hole that he left in the words, the silence that stretches until somebody picks up this book, finds you. And I wanted to hold you, I did, but there was a lump in my throat. I leaned hard over my arm a long time before I... And you lose all trace of words as they fall down the side of your face, your eyes, that is, having lost the thread, the sense that strung them, the shape of the tune.